From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. President Barack Obama this week told the Environmental Protection Agency to reconsider a policy that says states cannot increase their own tailpipe emissions standards. California and more than a dozen other states were barred from adjusting stricter emission standards under the Bush administration. The argument was higher fuel efficiency standards would be too expensive for the car industry. California's goal is to reduce the carbon dioxide emissions from cars and light trucks by 30% by 2016. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California is leading the push on Capitol Hill to get the EPA to allow that state to enforce its own emission rules. Senator Boxer, welcome to News and Notes.
Thanks for having me.
You call President Obama's comments on this issue, quote, music to your ears. I suppose it would be the first positive sign that you've gotten on this in the years since the Bush White House rejected the idea of dual standards for California and the rest of the nation.
Well, I think what's broadly misunderstood is we've always had dual standards. Since the Clean Air Act was written, and California has gotten 50 waivers because the whole notion was that the federal standard would be, you know, the basic standard, but if states wanted to do more, California could take the lead and others could follow. So this was the first time in 50 years that we have not been granted a waiver. So it was very shocking.
The new head of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, says that she'll look at this and quickly. How confident are you now that this is going to happen and how soon?
Well, she's definitely going to look at it right away because the president announced that he was asking her to do so. She also committed to us that she would. And I'm very confident because if science is to prevail, we're going to get the waiver. The scientists at EPA said that EPA had no leg to stand on in terms of turning down a waiver so that we could have cleaner cars and lessen global warming in our state. Our state is really vulnerable to global warming with our old forests and our coastlines and all the problems that we have, so many people, so many cars. So we're ready to go. And the whole notion is that the federal government shouldn't stand in the way of progress here.
Senator Boxer, is it your intention that stricter standards adopted in California eventually become the standard for the rest of the country?
Well, actually, 19 states have already embraced it, so we know that half of the country is already going to embrace it. As far as the other states, I don't know, but clearly when half of the country has embraced our standards, we're going to see technology step up to the plate because they have this big market.
Automakers, as you know, argue that the new standards would burden an already badly crippled industry. Legitimate or not legitimate?
They've got legitimate problems with this economy, as do, you know, most people today. But the fact is, one of the reasons they're in so much trouble is they abandon the fuel-efficient market to the Japanese and others. It's a huge mistake on their part. And if they keep thinking in the old ways, they're not going to survive. Because I could tell you, I don't see Barack Obama or the Congress giving them funds, endless funds, if they don't step up to the plate. Now, they could produce energy-efficient cars that meet a very strong standard at less than the price of a Hummer. So let's see them do it.
Senator, you know, a lot of Californians care about air quality because most days here in Southern California, you can actually see the air because of the emissions.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is there enough support among people here in this state to be willing to pay to have better air?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question that people understand one of the greatest costs to us now comes from health conditions that arise from polluted air, whether it's asthma, heart difficulties, and so on. We've actually quantified this. Thousands of people die because of dirty air. So, yes, I think Californians are very proud of our record in terms of stepping up to the plate for clean air, clean water, and we've got a long way to go. So this is one area where I think we are united. But again, it's not just California. It's 19 other states, and it's beyond the air we breathe. It's also the amount of carbon that is in the air, in the atmosphere, in the form of greenhouse gases, which everyone who's got a heartbeat and a pulse knows is weighing on us greatly, because if we have this rise in temperatures over time, life as we know it just won't exist anymore. There'll be horrible droughts and diseases, and we're really headed in that direction. So this move to clean up cars is not only about the air we breathe, but it's also the quality of life that we'll have in the future if we have to face the ravages of global warming.
One last question, Senator, and I thank you for your time.
Sure.
If you're successful with this, when should we expect to see a change in the environment, and how much of a change might that be?
Well, you know, to quantify what we'll see, I will tell you this. As California and the 19 other states move forward, we're going to see cars on the road that get, you know, 40, 50 miles to the gallon. We're going to see electric cars on the road. That's going to have an impact right away on our air. It's going to have an impact in our pocketbooks. So I think in the next several years, we'll start to see the rewards from that. And we'll also see a lot of green jobs created. And that's going to be very important as we suffer through this deep recession.
Senator, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was California Democrat Senator Barbara Boxer. She is the chairwoman of the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee.